Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Last segment, you heard from Michigan defensive coordinator Jesse Minner. And now as we get ready for the Michigan football spring game coming up on Saturday, we're going to go to the offensive side of the ball. Here is Michigan offensive coordinator Sharon Moore.
Just asking Jesse about it, the flag now displayed from the Ohio State game over there. What do you think of when you think of that game, and do you like seeing that every day?
Love it. I love seeing that. Think about that game every day. Think about every moment. When you walk in the building, you see it as soon as you walk in. Obviously, you see all the things about the rivalry and what it is, but you think about that every day. So it's constantly on my mind. It's constantly on the players' mind, and we're always preparing for it.
Remembering how sweet that was, is that just kind of motivation to go get another one?
Yeah. I think human nature, you're going to remember that moment. You're going to remember how it was, but at the same time, that was last year, and there's a new year ahead of us, so we have new goals, and we're just going to continue to keep working.
Tony?
Go from co-offensive coordinator to now the solo offensive coordinator. I wonder if you could describe sort of how things are different this year, and maybe how much were you involved in play calling last year? And being the offensive coordinator, in charge of the offensive line, there's obviously a lot on your plate, so just how are you navigating it all? What are the differences look like?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the play calling duties last year, I'm not going to talk about the specifics, so good try. I was part of the play calling last year, but, this year, I have a great staff, first of all, that I work with, Coach Campbell, Coach Newsom, Coach Hart, Coach Bellamy, all the GAs, all the analysts. Like, I have an incredible group of guys that are all working in the same line, same vision, to help us win championships, to beat Ohio State, to beat Michigan State, to beat Penn State, win the Big Ten and their end goal. So we're all working on the same vision to do that. Is it a little bit more work? A little bit, but this is something I've prepared for my whole life, motivated to do, and that just going to continue to work and only keep my head down and do what I know best. So.
Isaiah?
You have a lot of early enrollees on your side of the ball. Who's really stood out to you, and what's your impression about that?
Yeah, first of all the guys have been great additions from a culture standpoint, just a great fit. Love all the guys, love all the kids. Start with the guys up front. All those guys have been awesome. Just excited to keep them rolling and get ready for fall camp. Spring ball's come, and we've got the spring game coming up, and excited to see the progress of everybody, especially our young freshman, Amir. Just to watch him grow, just to learn the system and to see what he's doing has been really good. Really, really excited about these young receivers, to see what they do. They're like little puppies out there, but they're just full of energy, full of play-making ability. I'm just excited about them.
David, Sharon, you guys completed the draft process for the spring game coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse declined to reveal his top pick, so I won't ask that, but what were you looking for when you were picking your team for the spring game?
Yeah, I'm not going to reveal that information, so we're all good.
Really quickly, just what do you think is the more important aspect of this spring game? Is it seeing the offense function at full capacity, or really getting newer guys into the fold and seeing what they can contribute?
Yeah, it's just seeing, you're in a game day atmosphere, especially guys that haven't played in a game day atmosphere, younger guys or guys that haven't played, just see how they react. See how they react in the big house, see how they react with fans, and it's not in a practice atmosphere where the coaches are right there behind them. So that's the biggest thing for us. I know, we know what Carson Barnhart's going to do. We know what Trente's going to do. We know what JJ's going to do, and he's just gotten better and better. So I'm just seeing those young guys, see how they, how they react in that atmosphere, and just let them all have fun. The big thing we want them to do is go out there, compete, enjoy the time, embrace the time, and have a lot of fun.
Anthony,
how has your relationship with JJ evolved this spring, and I guess speak to the progress he's made?
Yeah, I mean, me and JJ have always been close. I was part of his process of, while he was coming out of high school. So I've known him since he was a freshman in high school. So we've always been close-knit, and we were super close last year, and it's just grown and grown and grown every day. So there really hasn't been, a crazy, maturation of a relationship, because we've always been really close. But to watch him and his progression and his confidence after being a full-year starter has been something really cool to see. You can just see his confidence. You can see his vibrato. You can see how he carries himself, the control, the command of everything he has in the offense. It's turned up that next level you would think it would. I'm just excited to see him just keep progressing, keep rolling.
For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com. That's mgoblue.com. That is Michigan offensive coordinator Sharon Mora as the Wolverines get ready for Saturday's spring game, 3 o'clock at Michigan Stadium. You can listen to it right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, and WWWHD2 Ann Arbor. And so we're going to talk, obviously, a lot more football between now and the end of the week and into next week as well as we recap spring ball. And then, believe it or not, as we get into right around two months from now, we'll be at the countdown will begin. 100 days starts in late May. I have the day marked somewhere, but late May, the countdown will begin. But we still have spring ball, spring game to get to coming up on Saturday. Great hearing from both of the coordinators coming up this past hour. Coming up this hour, later on in the hour, in fact, we're going to get to Alan Truitt around 7:45. He's going to fill in this morning for Sam Webb on the recruiting roundup. On the other side of the break, watch Wednesday and more here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA Ann Arbor and WWWHD2 Ann Arbor, The Ticket.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.